Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Associate Professor Joel Simons, an esteemed figure in the field of anesthesia and perioperative medicine, recently spent 2 weeks volunteering at Hadassah Ein Kerem Hospital in Jerusalem. He's my guest now to tell me more. Professor, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Charisse.
Professor, you have an Australian accent, but I think your roots are South African. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I'm originally from South Africa, from Johannesburg. I migrated to Australia, to Melbourne, 27 years ago, just after I finished medical school.
Which explains why your Australian accent is a bit thicker than most. But as we always say, once a South African, always a South African. Tell me, so you did your degree here and then you went to Australia. You specialised. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Professor.
So I did my undergraduate qualification at Wits University and finished my internship in 1997. In actual fact, the end of 96. We migrated in January 97, and I then specialised in anaesthesia in Australia and have been at the Alfred Hospital since 2000, which is when I started my training in anaesthesia.
What made you decide to volunteer at Hadassah Ein Kerem?
Well, October the 7th happened, and I realised a huge shock that suddenly I realised that I probably hadn't been doing my bit in supporting Israel. I ignorantly just assumed that Israel would always be there. So I needed to help out. On October the 8th, a international group of anesthesiologists, a WhatsApp group, was formed, and things just went from there. I decided to go to Hadassah Ein Kerem, probably because I'd visited the hospital on one of my visits to Israel in my teens, and I'd also been to Israel at the end of June last year with my daughter just to celebrate her bat mitzvah. And we went on a tiyul and had seen Hadassah across the valley on the mountain. So it was pretty fresh in my mind.
You mentioned this WhatsApp group. Was it, were a lot of people doing it? Was it encouraged? Were you going to meet former colleagues?
No, there were a few people on the WhatsApp group that were going to volunteer. The vast majority actually weren't. From an Australian perspective, I was probably only the second anaesthetist from Australia to volunteer in Israel to actually do clinical work. So this wasn't volunteering in a non-clinical environment. But there was a lot of support on that WhatsApp group. It was actually fantastic. And the fantastic thing about it was that I've made many new friends internationally, Jewish anaesthetists internationally as well as in Israel.
Okay, so what was it like going there?
Well, a stark contrast to what I'd seen just a few months earlier at the end of June 2023. I arrived at Ben Gurion Airport. The mood was quite subdued, quiet. There weren't many people around. Walking down that familiar in-ramp into Israel, you know, at Ben Gurion Airport, normally bustling with people, was quiet. There were pictures of the hostages there as well. It was a very sad welcome to a country that was quite clearly traumatized. What I also found was many grateful people, many grateful Israelis for me being there, which I found a little bit strange, because I should really be the one that was grateful being given the opportunity to help out there.
It was difficult. It was difficult.
I witnessed a country in mourning,
Probably.
was one of the most self-fulfilling, one of the most fulfilling experiences of my life, and certainly a life-changing experience.
Yeah, I agree with you. When I was in Israel as well, it was I was there November, no, March, and there was so many people that were so grateful, and we were literally the only tourists at the time. We went to places that had been before that had been so crowded, and now we were the only people there. It is actually heartbreaking, and I think tourism is probably picking up a little bit now, but certainly when you were there, you're saying it was still pretty depressed.
Very depressed. On my few hours off from Hadassah, I went to Jerusalem down Ben Yehuda Street, and almost every single shop had 50% off, which was heartbreaking. I would go into the shop and they'd say 50% off, and I'd say, well, no, I don't actually want 50% off. I pay full price. All I wanted to do was go and not only support the medical system, but actually support the tourism industry as well. What was wonderful about Israel is the unity, the fact that everywhere they had Biyachad Ninatzeach, together we'll win, whether it was on a sign or whether it was an audio when they announced where your bus had just arrived. So I very much felt a part of the community. I didn't feel like a tourist.
Professor, you're from South Africa. You know what apartheid is. You've also now worked at Hadassah Hospital. What did you see?
Well, interestingly, the first patient that I anaesthetized was a young Palestinian girl who needed plastic surgery in the early hours of the morning. First patient at Hadassah Hospital. The other first thing I saw was that there was a mixture. It was a very multicultural hospital. So there were Jewish people, there were Muslims, there were Arabs, there were Christians, and that was from the floor sweeper to the surgeon to the anesthetic registrars that I would work with. So not that it was surprising to me, because Hadassah is renowned for its multiculturalism. All the hospitals in Israel are renowned for that. But I have never seen so much evidence of a lie being perpetuated as apartheid, because it is so wrong. And I cannot believe that there are people in the world who will perpetuate that lie without actually seeing it for what it is, because in actual fact, Israel is the total antithesis of an apartheid country.
The impact of the war on staff at Hadassah, it must rub off.
It does. I had many conversations with Israelis, whether it be the taxi driver to clinicians working in the hospital. One of the surgeons, that really connected with me was an upper gastrointestinal surgeon, Remy. Remy is a paratrooper in the IDF, and he told me what it was like
in the aftermath of
October
October.
the 7th, going in there, having to identify the remains, bodies that were burnt children. He said it's just unbelievable what he had witnessed.
But then,
A few months later, he's working as a surgeon back at Hadassah Hospital, and in a few weeks after that, he was going back into the IDF. So was this dual reality that these clinicians and the employees of Hadassah Hospital are working in? It's
heartbreaking.
Yeah, and just to explore that topic also a little bit more. When I was in Hadassah, also again a while back before the war, obviously, they were treating members from Gaza, people who had been hurt in Gaza. I take it that that is not happening at all at the moment. But in terms of, you said from, you know, how diverse it was from the cleaners right to the most senior of doctors, does the war, is the war discussed among different people?
There's not a whole lot discussed about the war. My feeling is there's a job to do, and everyone just wants to get on with it and do the job. Hamas needs to go. There's just a job to do, and they're grateful for any support that they can get. I have never experienced such a welcoming staff at Hadassah, and specifically in the anesthetics department.
I was only there.
For 2 weeks, but I already feel such a connection to that department that I'm actually going back at the end of November, beginning of December, for another 2 weeks to volunteer there and just build on the friendships that I've established.
Professor, you spoke about the kind of the dual reality of Israelis, that, you know, on the one hand, they're professionals, on the other hand, they're soldiers. And what we are seeing is that a lot of men in Israel are pulled up, and the economy is struggling, as you mentioned. But also in the hospital, is there a great need for professionals to come and volunteer?
There is a need. If I wasn't, I did a lot of registrar supervision. I basically did what I do in Australia. If I wasn't there, there would be a anaesthetic registrar working by themselves. So there wouldn't be that level. There wouldn't be that level of supervision that was provided. Other things that have suffered are teaching. So when I was there, I did give two talks to the anaesthetics department as well on preoperative risk assessment and prehabilitation. So, what's interesting, what's pretty amazing about what's happened in Israel with the war is that they've continued their elective surgery. It hasn't ground to a halt. They've been able to manage elective surgery as well as the huge increase in trauma surgery.
And does Hadassah serve the soldiers that are injured at the moment, that are being injured?
It does. Basically, on October the 7th, there was a huge failure on many fronts, but also of the medical system. And what actually happened is that many of the injured went to the hospitals in the south. So there was actually a maldistribution of casualties. And there were hospitals in the center and north of Israel that didn't actually get any of the patients. So that's been fixed now, and what they actually do is that every hospital, you know, in Israel is on a rotation to receive casualties from the war, depending on the day, and that works much better because it distributes casualties amongst all the hospitals in Israel, all the tertiary hospitals.
Yeah, I think October the 7th was a learning experience, and I can't imagine that the trauma is anywhere nearly dealt with. My previous guest is an Italian, well, a Libyan Italian Jew who has organized a conference on trauma, and it was cancelled because Israeli academics were participating in it. You know, it's encouraging to hear that professionals can actually put aside their political ideologies to work together. But I just wondered, when you got back to Australia, what the response to you was?
Well, I'll actually pick up on your point about Israeli academics being cancelled. We had a trauma conference in a first responders conference in Queensland where the Israeli speaker was cancelled. We had our National College of Anaesthetists meeting in Brisbane in May. And one of the keynote speakers was Carolyn Weiniger, who's a obstetric anaesthetist, a very well-known, internationally renowned obstetric anaesthetist. And there were various threats to the College of Anaesthetists that there would be protests,
that they would
have pictures of her with blood on it. But to my college's credit, they were not bullied. They had plans and
Carolyn.
walked into that conference, and she gave the three talks that she was giving, and the college very fairly
And strongly sent the message.
message to the protesters that they would not be intimidated.
And that
Was for me a moment of extreme pride that my college stood up because so many other professional organizations have not and have been intimidated.
And especially in the medical field, it is reassuring because you sign a Hippocratic oath and it should all medical work should be done to the benefit of the patient and not around politics. And collaboration is so important. Did you bring back new things from Israel that just being in a different environment?
I didn't really bring back any physical things, but
What I did
bring back was
this desire
for collaboration amongst anesthesia in Israel and in Australia.
what I will be
Doing with Hadassah is collaborating with them in the field of perioperative medicine, which is the field that I'm very involved in. What I've also done is I have raised money for an airway simulator, which we've just had a fundraiser at my place through Hadassah Australia, and we've raised $45,000 to donate an airway simulator to Hadassah and Kerem. So
while I didn't bring back.
physical things, I did bring back the spirit of collaboration, and
Those are.
are where my skills are, and that's what I wasn't giving to Israel prior to October the 7th, and that I intend to give.
Professor Simons, would there be room for collaboration between South African and Australian and Israeli doctors?
Absolutely, there would be. Absolutely, there would be. And I'm very happy to, if any South African anaesthetists want to contact me, I can certainly point them in the right direction. And I would love to collaborate with the South African anaesthetic community and forming a collaborative effort to help out not only Hadassah, but anaesthesia in general in Israel.
I think, yeah, South Africans are known to be the most Zionistic of all the Jewish diaspora communities, and I think your work will inspire many others to do the same, and I think it's a fantastic opportunity.
Absolutely. And if there's anything I can do to assist, I'm very, very, very happy to. This is a team effort, and we have to all support Israel. And if I can facilitate that in any way, I'm very happy to.
Thank you very much. On that note, we will leave it. That was Professor Joel Simons, expert in the field of anesthesia and perioperative medicine, who recently spent 2 weeks volunteering at Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem.